Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second, the second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third, the first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Joe Altobelli. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth, the catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Camilo Pascual. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Camilo Pascual. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth, the catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Al Smith. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Cal McLish. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith juggles the ball. That's an error on Smith. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Martin moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Altobelli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison takes first base on ball four. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Batty moves to third. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Batty scores. Tuttle scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ver Alts moves to third. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ver Alts scores. Pasquale moves to second. It's 3-0, Twins. Russ Kemmerer now pitching. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive towards short. Aparicio catches it and throws to second to double up Pasquale. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Ver Alts reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0 for 1 in the game. Altobelli hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Allison hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Minoso chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Aparicio. Aparicio fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Aparicio. Killebrew goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to third. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tuttle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Ver Alts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ver Alts is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Ver Alts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a ball on the ground between third and short. The ball bounces off Tuttle, and towards Verhals, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso strikes out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lawler for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer fires to first and picks off Martin. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0-for-2 in the game. Altobelli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Pascual covering, for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemmerer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Allison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allison moves to third. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith has Allison trapped. There's the throw to Lawler and back to Smith, who tags Allison for the out. Tuttle moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew juggles the ball. That's an error on Killebrew. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kemmerer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Altobelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altobelli is 0 for 3 in the game. Altobelli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Killebrew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Allison hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tuttle fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 3 in the game. Batty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pasquale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Camilo Pasquale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pasquale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Lawler and he is safe. Green steals second. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive towards first. Severs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Severs is hit by the pitch. Al Pilarczyk pinch runs for Roy Severs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso is called out on strikes. Two outs. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pilarczyk moves to second. J.C. Martin pinch runs for Shurm Lawler. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.